Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I have some interesting news. I have a girlfriend. Ah, she's so pretty, and her real name, like her mom named her Cheyenne, but her name is Cameron, and she's literally amazing. I love her so much. I really wish she knew how much I loved her. But I don't think there's any way of showing her except for, like, just, like, hugging her and giving her kisses and just being there. Like, do y'all ever, like, feel like you're not showing enough emotion and, like, so much – and you're not showing do you ever feel like you're not showing enough love to the people you love? Because I feel that all the time. I literally, like – I'll be like, I don't know if they know how much I love them. I wish they knew, because if they did – well, no, I wish they didn't know, because if they did, they would run away so quickly. But it's fine. It's whatever. And I like how I'm talking to myself, but this is the art of podcasting. You have to be able to talk to yourself and just act like you're talking to somebody when you're really not. But y'all, okay, I thought my parents were home. I was like, shit, I'm going to have to stop the podcast. But today we are going to be singing. I don't know what yet. You will find that out in the next thing. Like the next section of the podcast, because I have to divide it up into sections because I keep on fucking up my songs and I don't know which one I'm going to sing. I might sing Positions by Ariana Grande. I've kind of been in love with that song right now, along with 34, 35. Bro. Damn. That shit really got me fucked. But yeah, me and my girlfriend, we went to church today and she was like, yeah, someone asked, like, how long have you been dating? And I was like, about a week. And she was like, about a week. And I was like, yeah, a week. And she was like, wait, a week? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I thought it's a week. And I was like, no, it's a week today, baby. And she was like, oh, shit. And I was like, yeah. I was like, it's okay. I marked it on my calendar. That's how I all remember. And she was like, I marked it on mine too. And I was like, oh, really? And so, yeah, I was like, But yeah, I marked it on my calendar because, like, she asked me out last Sunday, like, officially to meet my girlfriend. And yeah, it was exciting. I won't get into detail of all the things we talk about, but we talk about some spicy stuff. And she's nothing like any of my exes, which is so weird because all my exes were like they were all the same basically. And I thought I had like this one type that I just didn't click with that well. Like I thought like maybe I didn't like girls, which was so weird because I love girls, but like I hate men. I thought even though I hate men, I was like, maybe I'm straight because like I never wanted to do anything with my other girlfriends, really. Like one I did want to do stuff with, but that was just because I was horny all the time. But I didn't really love her like that, and I didn't really feel like going to the next step, and I almost did, but thank God she was not ready. Thank God. But this one, I'm so ready. Like this girl literally makes me like blush, and she makes me like tingle inside, like my stomach gets butterflies and my heart just aches whenever I'm not around her, and right now it's aching and it just, oh my God, I love her so much, guys. You don't even know how much I love her. Sorry, I'm just gushing about my girlfriend right now. It's just because like I love her, and yeah. And oh my God, she was over at my house literally yesterday, and my stepdad saw us kissing, and he was like, when she left, so she was like, so you kiss all your friends? And I was like, huh? And she was like, he was like, so you kiss your friends? And I was like, no, what, why? And she was like, sorry, I keep on saying she, fuck. He was like, I saw y'all kissing at the ivy bush. And I was like, oh shit. He was like, language. And I was like, shit. And he was like, language. And I was like, I don't know what to say. So yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm just like going off right now, but I need somebody to talk to, and I don't have any friends that I can gush to. Sad, but it's true. All my friends right now are being literal stupid little fucking shits. Sorry, I literally am so pissed at them right now because they're fucking faking an illness, like a mental / like physical illness. It's like Tourette's. It's Tourette's, and they're faking it like to an extent that's just so stupid, and it really pisses me off because I used to be so close with them. And then my ex too, she's like faking it too. And I already hated her to like begin with. Like, I don't hate her, but I hate her. She literally ruined my life. And I, at the time, I didn't think she was just a friend, but she was just a friend when we dated, basically. We never kissed. We never talked about anything, really. We were just kind of were like, I love you. I love you, too. And it wasn't really anything, like, deep or, like, spicy, like my new girlfriend. This one I actually would marry. Like, I told her even. I was like, one day I hope to marry you, so I don't want to, like, be on your mom's bad side. Because she wants to keep it, like, between her. She wants to keep it between us and not have her mom know. Which is understandable either way. But the reason is because her mom made her last girlfriend and her break up. But it was also because they snuck out. Like, what are you doing? You don't sneak out at night and, like, run away with your girlfriend. I know that's probably, you sounded really romantic at the time. But, baby girl, it's not romantic. It's kind of scary. But, yeah, I would never sneak out with her. Like, I would sneak out with her. Like, obviously, I would sneak out with her. But we would probably go to, like, a house. Like, not, like, go walk around. But I wouldn't want her to get in trouble. And I think her ex-girlfriend just didn't give a shit if she got in trouble or not. I do. I actually care about her more than just our relationship. I care about her relationships outside of our relationship. And I think that's a very, very important thing to have, is to be able to share, like, hold on one second. She texted me. Hey, I'm making a podcast right now. Talk to you in a sec. I love her, but I need to finish this podcast because I have no one else to talk to. I don't know if I'll sing today. I really don't know. You know what? Fuck it. We're just going to gush about my girlfriend today. But I think it's very important that you respect and care about your partner's relationships outside of yours. Because you can't just have them focus on you only. Like, yeah, there should be some focus in between you two. Like, y'all should focus on each other and really strive to make sure each other are on the same page and just, like, good in a relationship. But you also need to make sure that they have good relationships outside of yours. Wait, what? Sorry. Let me pause this. But yeah, I think it's very important that your girlfriend or boyfriend or your spouse, I think your spouse needs to have relationships that are good outside of your own, because they need time, like they need places to like get other, like they can't just talk to you all the time. Like some things, yes, you need to talk to your partner about, but some things also like you don't want to talk to your partner about, like say you're having a bad day. Yes, you would talk to your partner about that, but maybe your partner's making you upset and you want somebody to just like get some advice from or like talk to and like vent, and you don't want to like make your partner upset. Or if you're both already upset with each other, you don't want to like vent to your partner because they might not be happy with you right now and not want to hear it and might want to vent to you, and it might not be fair. But I feel like it's important to have other people outside of the relationship who are very important to it and are a part of it, like in the knowledge, but not really in the knowledge. Like my girlfriend, she told her friend Ariana that we were going to be doing stuff this weekend. And I was kind of like, oh shit, she knows. And she was like, y'all are going to be rock, paper, scissors, if y'all know what I mean. But like, I was like, she really told her, really? I wasn't upset, but I was like, kind of like, damn. I didn't really tell anybody that except, well, no, I did. I told my best friend. You know what? It's fine. I was kind of upset that I told my best friend, and I was kind of upset she told her best friend, but we're both like virgins to the girl aspect. She's a virgin in general. Oh, shit. I shouldn't be talking about this. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. If she gets mad, she gets mad. I'll just have to apologize a lot and hope she forgives me because I'm sorry, but I need to talk about something. But like when you're both like exploring and like you don't know anything, I think it's good to like get advice from people. Maybe not like say all the details, but like maybe like ask like, what am I supposed to do before, like what's the prep, my friend told me the prep is to wash your hands before and after, and I washed my hands, like, vigorously before I even touched her, like, kissed her or anything. And we didn't do anything, really. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail what we did, but, like, we didn't really do anything. But that was mainly because my parents are literal fucks and decided to be like, no going into your room. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's crazy. But I feel like it's important to talk to people about things. Like, yeah. And I don't think anybody really should be that into your sex life with your partner. Like, not that involved. But, like, you know, your best friend, if you're, like, talking to your best friend, you're going to be like, oh, shit, this was fun. Or, oh, shit, they're so fucking pretty and stuff like that. And, like, just, you're going to gush to your friend automatically, like, automatically. It's just natural. And where am I going with this? I don't know. I'm talking to, like, myself right now, but, like, I'm talking to y'all. I don't know. I really don't know where this podcast is going. But anyways, I also feel, oh shit, sorry, y'all have no idea what I'm doing. There's like a hole in my jean and it's not where it's supposed to be. And I was like, oh shit. So yeah. Yeah, relationships are important. And if their relationships aren't good with their friends or family, then maybe it's not the best time to date them. Because if they have really bad relationships and like, maybe they're abusive or their friend's abusive, they might be a little, you know, not prepared for being in a romantic relationship, like a mature romantic relationship. Because if anybody's being abused or if anybody, like, abuses people, like, not even meaning to, like, a verbal abuse can be very detrimental and harmful. Like, my mom, she's verbally abusive and emotionally abusive, and I didn't think I'd be ready for a relationship for a while, but I decided to just push all that away, and I try and be the best I can with my mom. We have our ups and downs, like every mom and daughter, but for the most part, we're okay. She does still tell me I'm only a girl, and I will biologically only be a girl, that my name is Ellery, and every time she texts somebody about me, she'll be like, yes, and yes, your name is Ellery. And she'll, like, spell it out and be like, yeah, that's your name. I named you it, so yeah. And I'm like, girl, there's literal different times now. Like, now people can be comfortable with whatever they are comfortable with. Like, you can be who you want to be, like, finally. And I think it's really sad that she doesn't want me to be happy. But the important thing is that anything that she were to do, I would be so supportive with. If she wanted to change her name, I would be so supportive. I would try my best to call her that. It wouldn't really change. It'd be mom. But if she wanted it to be dad, I'd be like, okay, I'll try and like change it to that. She wouldn't though. She would not want to be called dad. but if she wanted to be called parents or something, I would try my best. I really would support her unconditionally and love her unconditionally, but she doesn't seem to do the same for me, which is sad, but I deal with it. As soon as I turn 18, I can move out and forget anything ever happened. Well, not forget, but like, can move on with my life, and I can get that emotionally abusive parent and toxic relationship out of my life. Currently, my best friend, who is not my best friend anymore, she was toxic and would get me in trouble a lot, and we would get in trouble a lot together. But she would like tell her parents that I was like, when I was like really fucked up and doing like real drugs and drinking alcohol and getting drunk and just being a stupid little bitch. I was so stupid. I don't even know how to describe how stupid I was, but I was really stupid, and I would get drunk and I would get high and I would do Molly, and I did cocaine once, and that really fucked up my life. I ended up cutting my hair off, while I was going through a mental breakdown and I was high on coke. It is not a fun thing, especially when your trip goes bad. It was very bad, and I shaved my head. And I've never done meth or heroin, but I was so close to doing it. Like, I had somebody who was going to give me LSD and somebody who was okay with, like, getting heroin for me, and I was like, chill. And then my parents found out, which I'm so glad they did, and they took my phone away, they took my computer away, they banished all, like social media for me. They had me delete all contacts from my dealers, and now all I do is weed, and I barely drink. I only drink when I'm with friends, which is, I know it's very bad, but coming from where I went to where I am now, I think it's a big improvement. I'm not doing any hard drugs or ecstasies, and the only drug I'm really doing is my prescription drugs. And those keep me sane, because we went to a mental hospital, and I fixed myself while I was there, to my best of my abilities, and then the medicine did the rest. I still have certain panic attacks when certain things happen, but that's about everybody. Like, you'll get panic attacks whenever, say, you're, like, upset, or, like, you get in trouble. You'll have, like, a small panic attack, like, it'll get scary, you know, and you'll start crying. But I would cry every day, and I would, like, get panic attacks every day for no reason. And it really hurt me, and it really made me confused and wonder, what the fuck is wrong with me? Am I weird? Am I different? Like, why am I like this? And I did drugs for it because I thought that would help, and it didn't. And we were supposed to be talking about my girlfriend. She's making me happy, like, really happy. And if I wasn't on my prescription drugs, I would still be happy, and I wouldn't be doing drugs, because I found somebody in my life who makes me feel wanted, who makes me feel normal, and who just makes me feel like a human being and not like something that you never wanted to be here, which is something that my mom and my grandma usually treat me as. Well, my grandma not as much. She also is very toxic to and very not on track to the fact that I'm technically trans, but not really. It's not really called trans. I'm still kind of a girl, but I'm gender fluid, and that means I am both boy, girl, non-binary, everything, basically. I'm literally fucked. I'm even worse than I thought I was. I thought I was normal. Turns out I'm freaking gender fluid. The fuck? Don't know. But if you don't know, I go by Eli, and my pronouns are they, them. But anybody who knows me, I always tell them when I meet them, you can call me Eli or Ellery. I don't really care. Because the more people who call me Eli, the more my mom will burn it into my brain that it's Ellery. And so that's why I don't really tell anybody, hey, call me Eli instead of Ellery. I just say, hey, call me either one you want. But I prefer Eli. But if my mom hears you call me Eli, she's just going to be like, it's Ellery. It's Ellery. And yeah, love it. Yeah, I almost committed suicide over that too. Because she really pissed me off. She was like, you're always going to be Ellery, and nothing will change that. And I was like, I can change my name. And she was like, you do that and I'm going to disown you. And that really just, you know, the your parent threatening to disown you, it breaks you. I have a little thing I wrote. I don't really wouldn't call it a poem or a story. I would call it a thing. It's an it. It's an it. I wrote it when my mom told me she was going to disown me. And I wrote two, actually. The first one is called Worst Pain. Here, let me pull it up so I can read it. So here it is. The worst pain you could ever feel is when you realize you're just a burden to your family. It hurts like no other. No heartbreak could ever compare to this one. Knowing you'll never be the favorite, knowing that your family just wishes you were someone, anyone else. No gunshot, no stab wound, or burn could ever match it. It's the ultimate heartbreak. When your mom takes out all her anger on you just because you're strong. I'm not fucking strong, Mom. I don't fucking deserve this. I never asked for this. I just wish it could all just end most days, and not anymore, because I have Cameron. She is amazing and makes me happier than anyone ever could. I love her and I will love her till I die. This was pretty, like, pretty recent that she said it, but she did say it. Oh shit. Ew! No. Sorry, she heard my last podcast. Well, shit. yeah, but it hurts. It hurts a lot. Yeah. I might cry. I might cry later. The next one, I'm just gonna read. I literally went from gushing to reading something very sad. I don't know what this podcast is anymore. I really don't, guys. I don't even know if anybody listens to my podcast. But if you do, thank you. This one's called Soft Raindrops. I watch the soft raindrops pour from my eyes as it hits the window sill. With my music on full blast and my heart set ablaze, I draw. The soft, slender figure starts to stare at me, straight in the eyes. I continue to create her character. Her long, straight black hair falls effortlessly at her shoulders. Her lips are covered in dry blood, and there's a knife smothered in blood. My tears are turned from salty rain into blood. I start laughing. Why am I laughing? Nothing's funny. I'm insane. The red raindrops pour mercilessly from my chest and stomach. I can't hurt my wrist anymore. Too easy for people to see. It hurts so bad, but also feels so good. The pitter-patter of blood and tears start to slow to a stop. Then the sun starts to set, and it starts all over again. I wrote this one back the first time she said she was going to disown me. And that was when I came out as gay. She was like, I'm not having a gay daughter. And I was like, oh, well, fuck. Well, I don't know what the fuck am I supposed to do. I'm gay and I'm your daughter. So what? How am I supposed to change how I feel? It's like asking a black person, hey, I don't like you. You're black. Can you change that real quick? No, they fucking can't. Okay. Just like asking a gay person, hey, I don't like that you're gay. Can you change that? Yeah, let me just turn that brain inside out and, oh my God, I like dick now. What? No, it doesn't work like that. When you fall in love, you fall in love. And do I have to explain the birds and bees to people? No, I do not. I don't. Yeah. I'm gonna end this soon, but I can't believe people are out there who don't just love people for who they are. Like, I don't care if you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, you're freaking any race. I don't give a fuck. I love you no matter what. If I love you, I love you. If I hate you, I hate you. Like, I don't know. No, like, person can just say, hey, or, like, be something they are that they can't change and me just hold a grudge for that. I don't hold grudges, really. I mean, everybody holds a grudge, but not that much. Like, I don't let it affect me. But, yeah. What was I saying? Fuck. I lose track a lot. But yeah, I don't care what you are. You can be gay, straight, black, white, freaking Christian, Baptist, atheist, Jewish. I don't care. Me, I'm Wicca, which is a witchcraft. It's a religion, kind of. Wicca is a religion. Witchcraft does not have to be a religion, but Wicca is. It's when you are so spiritual and like deep into like worshiping the earth, basically. We don't worship God or like a certain thing. We just worship the ground we walk on because why not? You know, like, it gives you so much. It gives you food. It gives you water. It gives you air. It's just, the earth is my Lord and Savior. Other people will find God as their Lord and Savior, or the Buddha. I don't know. I fucking don't study my religions. But the point is, I love everybody just as much as I love anybody. Like, does that make sense? I don't know. But yeah, my girlfriend's going to be listening to this podcast later. Hi, babe. Yeah. But yeah, she's amazing. And I can't believe I found somebody who actually cares about me. Because for the longest time, I felt like nobody did. And my depression just got so bad that I started cutting. And I still do occasionally, but it's not as bad. Oh, shit. My girlfriend's going to listen to this. Oh, fuck. Hi. Sorry, babe. I don't really anymore. I don't really anymore, but I kind of do on occasion when I'm upset or have high anxiety. But I don't do it as much as I scratch, which is bad, too. I like feeling, like, the, like, sensation of, like, skin just, like, pulling off the body. Like, I don't know. Like, not pulling off the body, but, like, this, like, skin opening up. I don't know. It feels good to me, kind of, but not really. It hurts, but it feels good. Because it, like, releases tension for me, and it just makes me feel better. And I know it's the worst way to cope. Like, it's literally the worst. And I'm getting better at that. I haven't told anybody but this podcast now that I still do it. And I kind of really want to stop now that I've said it out loud. It finally hits me. I'm still cutting. But like just something, I don't even remember what, but it put me in a dark place again. And I started smoking weed again and doing alcohol and like drinking, which I'm not happy with because my mom is an alcoholic and she hits me when she's drunk. So usually I hide in my room. And my stepfather will try and help, but he also gets hit too. So did my other, the other people she used to date. Yeah. And that's probably why my dad left. I always thought it was because he saw me and was like, well, fuck no. What the fuck is this? I don't like that. Cause when I was one, he left and I was like, oh, hit. Shit. He saw me and he dipped. He was like, I'm gonna head out. that's what one of substitute teachers did in math class. They said, I'ma head out and just dipped, like literally. Why am I screaming? I don't know. But we are going to end this podcast here because it is getting to almost 30 minutes and I am kind of really wanting to talk to my girlfriend. No, I really do want to talk to my girlfriend, not kind of. So I don't know how to word, but thank you for listening. Have an amazing today, Sunday. It's December 13th. I hope you're enjoying your 2020 and I will do another podcast when I feel like it because I don't feel like scheduling things. I just do it whenever I want to. So peace. Or as my cousin likes to say, jail.